Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Thursday, October 19th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 159, the third paragraph down, beginning with a year and 6 months later, ending with where new people might bring their problems. We're going to read and comment on only one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Dion R. reading the text, Penny L.C. reading page 164, and Lois P. is our backup reader today. Our newcomer greeter is Kathleen W., and announcements will be Leslie M. The reference ID number for yesterday, Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, is 20,757 or 20757. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,759 or 20759. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Donna L. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hey, this is Donna L. in Florida. These are the 12 steps that have changed my life. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. And 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will and for us and for the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. It is my pleasure to do service. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Donna L. And I will now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Stephanie. My name is Joanne L. I am from Rhode Island, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. And thank you for your service today, Stephanie and everybody. Welcome to the newcomers. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service board or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Joanne L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature that we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 159, the third paragraph down, beginning with a year and 6 months later. We're going to read that entire paragraph, ending with our new people might bring their problems. I will now ask Dion R. to get us started.
Good morning, all. My name is Dion R., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. A year and 6 months later, these three had succeeded with 7 more. Seen much of each other. There, some evening passed. That someone's home did not shelter a little gathering of men and women, happy in their release, and constantly thinking of how they might present their discovery to some newcomer. In addition to these casual get-togethers, it became customary to set apart one night a week for a meeting. to be attended by anyone or everyone interested in a spiritual way of life. Aside from fellowship and sociability, the prime object was to provide a time and a place where new people might bring their problems. Yes, the gathering of the fellowship. I love it. And this is reminds me of how coming into the fellowship gave me a new beginning. It's like a new world, a whole new world. a new world. Not only did I discover how to arrest the disease of compulsive overeating, I also gathered some friends. Friends gathered me, and they're lifetime friends. It's just like friends you just don't let go of. Not to say some of the former ones weren't friends, or and a lot of friendships were in my family. It's not to say that it even enhanced it. But I had to learn and with an open mind by these gatherings. And here in Ohio, it was a certain place in a certain city, my little city, that we would gather. And like I said, once a week. Oh, wow. One night a week. But we was blessed to have a meeting, like more than one night a week. And we got together. We actually put the kids or whatever in the car, at the gas station, packed their little things. I did that anyway. And we met. And I went that far because I knew it was something in those rooms that had an answer for me. And even if it didn't come to me right away, at the fellowship, the sociability, the knowing that I can have fun without eating, I could actually fellowship, go to conventions, and actually meet people. Took a chance prior to coming to O-Readers Anonymous. I had never been outside my city. And everyone was just saying, what? Yes, my children, I was raising them, and I had never been. I was just in my little cocoon. So, yes, since then, fast forward many years, I will go anywhere, anytime, wherever my higher power leads me because of this fellowship. And not only the sociability, I also found a new way of living, and it solved my problem. It's a place, and I love giving it away. I just love giving it away. But I do know, too, I can't give what I don't have. So I stay in the solution because I don't want to lose it. I don't want to lose. And if I stay in the solution today, I'll get through the day. And I don't know. I can't speak enough about how it saved my life and enhanced all my relationships and teaching me healthy boundaries. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you all for sharing. Thank you all for being here and giving me an opportunity to live in the solution. And with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Dion R. We are now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday on any of the vision meetings, please allow others the opportunity to share today. And please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you with the timer when your time is up. And when you hear the timer, please finish your sentence and not your thought to give others, so we have more time for everyone to, hopefully everyone who wants to share can share this morning. So I'm going to now get a lineup. If you could please share, please give your first name, your last initial, and where you are calling from. Who would like to share this morning?
Sherry M., Wyoming.
Gotcha, Sherry.
Wendy M.
Gotcha, Wendy. Who else would like to get
what
in?
What page,
this?
Please?
We're on page 159, bottom paragraph.
This is Roz. I'll share. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Roz G, please.
Oh, gotcha, Roz. Okay, sorry about that.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to get them in the first lineup?
Penny Elsie.
Thank you, Penny. Gotcha. Okay. I've got Sherry M., Wendy M., Roz G., and Penny Elsie. And Sherry, you'll be up first, followed by Wendy M.
Hey, thanks so much, Stephanie. This is Sherry M., and I'm gratefully recovered in Wyoming. And thanks, everyone, for your service. And I love this paragraph. I love every paragraph. And I have underwritten here in this paragraph. It says, constantly thinking how they might present their discovery to some newcomer. And I just wrote, I need to do this every day with a big exclamation mark. I need to always be thinking about how I can help a newcomer, especially. In addition, to this. It also, the thing that stood out is we're talking about the medians, and I just love how the progression of it. You know, it's sort of like the four words in the beginning. It reminds me of that, this paragraph, that it just, it keeps telling us like, oh, okay, well, 15 years later, now it's mushroomed to this, and it just keeps growing and growing. And when I first started coming to a vision for you, I don't remember the exact number on the phone list, but that was in 2018. And and we can say, hey, 2018, let's see, 4 or 5 years later, here's what it is today. Isn't that amazing? And it's people thinking of other people, helping them to get a part of this group. And then I was just thinking about, it says we bring their problems. And so prior to finding a vision for you, I did use the meetings, not consciously, but that I found out later, but that's just what was done. So we would go and sit around, and I'd have 3 minutes and usually talk about the woes of life, and this life situation has happened, but I'm not going to eat over it, or this life situation happened and I ate over it, but that's okay. I'll keep going. And, it was all about the problems. And I remember I call my sponsor all the time talking about what he, she, it did today. And we would talk about it, and I would look for that sympathy about my problems. And then I realized that there was another way. And it was actually, thank you guys here for teaching me that there's a 10th step. And actually talking about my problems is the worst thing I can do for myself, because it stays in the problem. But the solution is God. And so I have the tools now. I have the steps, right? And so I have a detailed plan of living, which includes steps 1 to 12, and I have, anytime I'm disturbed with a problem, let's say, which now I don't even look at any of these things as problems, they're just inconveniences or life is happening, I have a way to get out of it and not stay in the problem, which means then I can resolutely turn myself to someone I can help by getting unblocked from God, and so it's not about problem. I really try to share about problems and solutions today in meetings, and the solution is always the same. Let go, let God. God is running the show, and I am not. And accepting life on life's terms, it's pretty, pretty clear today that when I do those things, I get to have that happy release. And I can be happy and joyous all day long as I keep resetting, unblocking, and letting God run the show. It's an amazing way of life, and if you're new and you're struggling, come join us. It's amazing, and I know it takes what it takes, but we are here to help along the way. Thanks so much. Have a beautiful day.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry M., and next we have Wendy M., followed by Roz G. And Wendy, can you hit star 1 to unmute?
Yes, good morning. Wendy M., recovering in Boulder, Colorado. Stephanie, thank you for your service, and everyone on the line. Oh, I couldn't pass this up, the word sociability. So 22 years ago, I found myself, thank you, God, in a meeting in Los Angeles. And I looked around, and I couldn't believe what people were saying. The sense of immediate belonging, immediate safety, trust. People understand me. I get to be understood in a way I had never been understood in however many years it was at the time, maybe 40 years. And I get to understand others, and I get to reflect back to others who they are and that they belong and that they are understood. I mean, these gifts are huge. And that was more important than the 12 steps that they read on the wall. That was more important than anything at that moment. I couldn't believe it. So many of us come from, or I'll speak for myself, I don't belong, whether it's in my own family or my whole life, really. And, this is like the game changer, is to meet people in this meeting, this first meeting. There's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. And I have to say, in terms of sociability, I came across a group, and they would come to my home every Sunday morning. I think it was 10 a.m. And we had a meeting, and I would serve coffee. And we would just laugh and just get it. and enjoy and maybe cry. And again, I was far from being recovered at that moment, but I had this group. And that kept me sober for a while, I have to say. And I was so excited about this group. I felt like sisters, the kind of sisters I always wanted. And I invited them all to my wedding, which was soon after I met them. And they weren't in my wedding party. They could have been easily. But they were there. And I remember the morning before I said my vows and had a celebration, I had a meeting. I think it was at 6:30 in the morning. They came to my suite and we all had a meeting. It's unbelievable. It's not just a game changer. It's like your life goes from black and white to technicolor because you're understood for the very first time. You belong for the very first time. And I have to say, I miss my in-person meetings. I need to find them in Boulder because Zoom is fine. Phone is okay, too. But there's nothing like in-person. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy M. from Colorado. And next up, we've got Roz G. followed by Penny L. C.
Okay, thank you, everybody, for your service. My name is Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles County, Palmdale, California. And if you go to the Los Angeles birthday party, you will surely find people who are interested in a social, spiritual way of life. So register for the birthday party. It is open. So what I want to say is that who are the people that I hang out with today? Most of the people that I hang out with today are interested in a spiritual way of life. When I go to meetings and there are newcomers there, you know, maybe some of them don't know what a spiritual way of life is, or they're not interested in it, or they just simply want to lose weight. That was me. When I came to Los Angeles, I did come in a Los Angeles meeting, but when I came to Overeaters Anonymous, I was interested in losing weight. That's it. I came for the vanity and I stay for the sanity, but just teach me how to lose weight. I don't want a fellowship with you. I don't want a spiritual way of life. I just want to look good, feel good, and move on with my life. That's the kind of selfish, self-centered person I was when I came into the meetings. I had a lot of good points about me, but, you know, speaking big book, you know, that was basically the root of my troubles. And, you know, the women that were in that small, very small meeting on Avenue J in Lancaster, California, nodded their heads in complete compassion when I was, you know, crying about how I looked. And to this, you know, 20 some years later, you know, I'm seeing these people in Zoom meetings more, you know, more now. I don't even go to a face-to-face meeting today, which I really miss. But just, you know, being able to go into these rooms and seeing people who we have probably nothing in common in life, some of us, most of us, but when it comes to compulsive overeating, we get each other. And we want a spiritual solution. The diets, the pills, the pay and ways did not work. And so we come together with a common solution. And that is, you know, as the big book says, and the primary purpose of this book is to talk about God. We want to get you to find a power that's greater than yourself to solve your problem. And that has been true for me. And so, you know, most of my friends today are in 12-step programs and are seeking a spiritual way of life. I have friends outside of the program. I belong to other organizations. And, you know, sometimes I have to adjust how I speak because, you know, I may say something that's really deep. You know, I'm not afraid to talk about my finances or how much I weigh. And then it's like, oops. Okay, I hear the timer. I need to keep my mouth shut. So I thank you for this beautiful spiritual way of life. I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Roz G. from California. Penny Elfie, you're up next.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for your service. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny Elfie, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. The line here in this paragraph, happy in their release and constantly thinking how they might present their discovery to some newcomer. Oh, yes. The result of being recovered, right? We are happy to have a new way of living and happy and grateful to be able to turn our focus to passing on the 12-step process. I know that's what it is for me. And then further down in the paragraph where it says attended by everyone, anyone or everyone interested in a spiritual way of life. And I see that as the purpose of a meeting, you know, to share the solution and to hear the message. That what a gift that is, to be able to know that there are others who have been where I was and that they have journeyed along and found a whole new way of living, a whole new way to do life, thanks to finding their higher powers and the strength and guidance and grace that and has given me. And then also too, the last phrase there, the prime object was to provide a time and place where new people might bring their problems. Well, I see that as the purpose of our phone calls today, one-on-one. You know, that allows us to share recovery and the problem and to give voice to the mess when necessary. You know, when I'm disturbed, I need to be able to reach out, make that 10th step call and speak to someone and share where I'm irritated or frustrated. But I try to focus on the message in the meetings and the mess in my phone calls if necessary. But beyond that, it's being able to share. You know, in both cases, we offer the experience of our journey and the changes, you know, that have happened to us. The strength we receive from our higher powers to do this work and the hope we're given when we choose to be willing to do the daily spiritual work. What a gift and a blessing to hear how each of us has been affected by our spiritual work and how it is available to anyone who's seeking that solution one day at a time. And with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Penny LC. And hey, if you're just joining us, let me tell you where we're at. We read the bottom paragraph on page 159, begins with a year and 6 months later, and finished up with where new people might bring their problems. We read that one paragraph and we're sharing on that. And we can get another line up here. And please, if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday on any of the vision meetings, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Want to get some more names? Please give your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from.
I'm Barbara O-A-W from New Jersey.
Robin P.
I heard Barbara from New Jersey. I heard Robin P.
Mo H.
Gotcha, Mo.
Wiley G.
I gotcha, Wiley G.
Darla P.
Got you, Darla P. Probably got one or two more. Anyone else want to get in on this lineup? Okay, well, here's who I have. I've got Barbara, Robin P., Mo H., Wiley G., Darla P., and if you can please give, let us know where you're calling from, that would be great. And
New Jersey.
Thank you, Barbara. We'll go ahead and start with Barbara, followed by Robin P.
Yes, I'm Barbara, and I'm a blessed recovery overeater. I got in this program, it'll be a year next month, November, when I came. But as a newcomer, I don't think I was a newcomer because I was in this program years ago. And when I was in it years ago, I didn't know how to work the program, and I didn't have the spiritually awakened that I got now. But, you know, I'm so blessed to be in this program and to have the spiritually awakened of God to help me with my eating. And my compulsive overeating was so bad 2-3 years ago. I mean, I just couldn't stop. It was horrible. But now that I'm in the program now and I have God, my spiritually awakened, I have my worship service I go to. I got members at my church. But, you know, there has been times where I have been very irritated. I just heard somebody speak about that, too, about being around certain environments. But, you know, I stopped running because if I keep running from certain environments and certain people because I eat different and I live different, I will never grow up. And this is a good thing for me at this time. God is showing me when to stay, when to go, and when to leave. And that's a good thing for me right now with my eating and other things, my behavior, my emotions, and how I react towards people and my patience. I learned so much patience in this program, and this is a blessed program. I just love it. The people in it that I listen to is just wonderful, and it helps me in my recovery. And I just want to keep giving it away, and learning how to eat. I listen to Harlem, and I learn a lot of things that he talks about food. And I just say, oh, my God, just listen. I've never heard a person that share this for a whole year like he does. And even at home, I have it on my YouTube. I still listen to the program, the big book, and the compulsive disease that I know that I have in my life, that I know that I have found the solution. And the solution is daily, every day. As I look in that big book and I read and I make my phone calls and I hear other people, it's helping me to see that this is a sickness and we can live above it and we can be happy, joyous, and free. And that's the important thing that I feel in this program and all the people in it too that I really love and appreciate. Thanks for listening at me.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara. And I believe it's Barbara G, correct, in New Jersey?
Barbara W.
Oh, Barbara W. Gotcha, Barbara. Thank you so much. And next up, we have Robin P, followed by Mo H.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Hi, I'm Robin P, and I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater, currently in Sedona, Arizona. And if someone could just unmute, could remute themselves, that'd be great. Just press star one. And I'm just so grateful because I feel like I'm living this paragraph. You know, we've been traveling around the country and going to a different town or city every week. And I've been meeting people face to face that I've heard on the lines for a really long time and people I've been friends with for years. And, you know, yesterday I went hiking with a fellow and it was so fun being together with her. And the week before, I was at a conference with a dear friend from the program. And just, you know, it's just such a blessing. And I get to be around my spiritual fellows. And, you know, I go to church wherever we go. And just, I feel like I surround myself with people who are doing their best to grow spiritually, and it's such a blessing. And I remember reading that whoever the closest five people in your life, that's you become like the closest five people in your life. And I thought, well, it's so good to surround myself with people who are recovered, and I just get to keep my God squad close to me, and it just is such a gift. God bless everybody. It was a really blessed, abstinent day I passed.
Hey, thank you so much, Robin P., currently in Arizona. Next up, we have Mo H., followed by Wiley G.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. This is Mo H., recovered compulsive eater, sugar addict from Walnut Creek, California. Thanks for your service, Stephanie, and all those giving service to this meeting. You know, I'm listening to the shares, and what's coming to me is the miracle of this program. Starting with two, then to three, and then they start to spread it to other cities. And now we have here seven, I think they said, seven at 18 months more, and on to look at today. There is a meeting probably every hour of the day if I was to go on the OA.org website. This meeting, every morning, I listen to this meeting as I begin my day. And I go to five meetings a week. They're all on Zoom now. And what a miracle, what a miracle. And when I first came in, yes, it was the fellowship. Yes, it was about, for me, it was I wanted to lose weight. And I like the social. I like being around people. And so I did that for a long time. I didn't get about carrying the message. It wasn't until later on. Now I had a sponsor just drumming into me every time. I remember when I was asked to do a Sunday special edition, and I told her how scared I was. And she said, remember, it's about carrying the message. That's all you are doing. You are a message carrier. You have something, and maybe something that someone else is looking for. And, you know, that happened. You know, a lot of people called, and I got some sponsees from it. But I wanted to say, I heard this before in a meeting, is we bring our mess to our sponsors and our message to the meetings. You know, maybe in the early days, that's the only place they had to share their problems. And then the message slowly started evolving, and the spiritual part of the program started growing. But now, you know, our meetings are just full of the solution. What is this? You know, I can share my problem in a sentence or two, and then what is the solution? Like the 10th step, you know, I only describe the problem in a sentence or two, you know, what's irritating me. And then I go to the solution to what's my part of the problem? What am I contributing to this? And so I was just thinking of the miracle of our program and all the programs that have branched out from AA over the years to help thousands and thousands of people. Millions, probably jillions, I don't know. But with that, I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Mo H. from California. Next up, we have Wiley G., followed by Darla P.
Hi, my name is Wiley G., compulsive overeater from Colorado. And thanks a lot for having the meeting. And, yeah, I really love the passage and all the shares. And it just kind of had me thinking about that, you know, carrying the message and passing it on and reaching out. And I just thought about something recently where, you know, throughout the day or week, I'll get kind of disconnected from the solution, you know, here and there. And it's amazing how kind of tried and true, like picking up the phone and asking, you know, someone else, like, how is your day? You know, how are things going with you at work? Family, et cetera, and how that can I don't know why. I wasn't my idea, you know, of course, I've learned it in these rooms, but making that phone call can just give me a little bit of enough space to get replugged in with my higher power. And, you know, because the longer I spend disconnected, I'm in that mental blank spot. And, you know, so this is just a kind of a micro use of maybe the 12 step, you know, it's not a huge deal, but just making that call can really help me get plugged back in. So I'm grateful for that reminder today. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Well, thank you, Wiley G. from Colorado. And next up, we've got Darla P. Darla, please hit star one. We can't hear you.
Well, this is Starlet P. from Illinois. Grateful, recovering compulsive overeater, food addict, and I'm grateful today for the program, grateful for all those that are giving service. And I have recently been fighting a relapse, and I can see today that with the program and the people in it, I've been listening to meetings, but I've not been sharing. So part of what's going on with me, and I'm sure maybe some others, is that we're not sharing where we're at. And if we're not doing that, then we're not sharing what's going on and what needs to be fixed. And I get the response to fix it from the program and the people in it. And just truly grateful today. I came for the vanity. I'm staying for the sanity. I don't get a meeting in every single day, but I'm trying to do better, and with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Darla P., and we have time to probably take about two more people. Who would like to share on that paragraph, that bottom paragraph on page 159?
Kelly L.
I've got Laura W., and then did I hear Kelly?
Yes, Kelly L. from Washington.
Kelly L., all righty. So we'll just go with that and see how it goes. So Laura, you're up first, followed by Kelly.
Thanks. Good morning. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey, and I've really enjoyed listening to everybody share the last couple of days, and I was given, you know, you give me the reminder that this is about carrying the message and, you know, and being an example of the big book to a fellow compulsive eater. And, you know, I think that for me, my disease was hidden for so long because I was restricting, and until I got, you know, well, underweight, where I was looking really sick, people really didn't know what was going on in my head, you know, and I walked around suffering in silence for so long. I didn't even know about Overeaters Anonymous. So for these gentlemen in the 1930s to make it a vocation to, you know, to go around and find people, and, you know, a year and 6 months later, 7 months later, you know, they succeeded with a few more. Now, I mean, how blessed are we that we have this, you know, phone meetings and Zoom meetings and face-to-face meetings, and we can carry the message to hundreds of people on a daily basis just with a phone list, you know? So I'll be honest, you know, some days I don't want to take calls from other people. I see a call coming in and it's inconvenient, but, you know, my disease is way more inconvenient than picking up the phone. I've never regretted picking up the phone or making a call to someone else and reaching out to someone. I've never regretted going to a meeting, you know, I've never regretted staying abstinent, you know, and, it just proves me that I can't do this alone. I need each and every one of you. I need to hear these meetings every day. I need to be reminded of who I am and whose I am when I wake up every morning and pray to my higher power, God, to keep me abstinent one more day, you know, just for today. All we have to do is the next right thing, you know, just for today. And the years and months, and I'm just super grateful for, you know, for the trials and tribulations that I have in life, because I have a program to deal with it now, and I'm not, like, walking blindly in silence. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura W. from New Jersey. And next we have Kelly L.
Hi, this is Kelly L. from Washington State. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Today is an awesome, blessed day. I think I'm on day 92 of being in program and being entirely abstinent. And I came into OA for the second time convinced that OA could work for anybody but me. And the transformation that has happened in the last 3 months is a miracle. And in the beginning, I didn't have my miracle yet, and hearing about and seeing your miracles gave me that last little strand of faith and hope. So thank you for that. I am currently working on step 11 and really living the program and realizing I need you and this fellowship more than ever. You know, the food issue is gone, completely removed. But now I get to deal with the spiritual or the mental disease, which runs deep, my character defects I'm discovering. And so just having my fellowship to reach out to share my 10th step with, my nightly inventory, and continue to be humble and continue to learn and grow. It's the heart of the work for me, and being able to be part of someone else's process fills my bucket even more so. So I'm just beyond grateful to have discovered this meeting, Vision for You specifically, because for some reason your words and your message and your, your truth was exactly what hit right into my heart. So thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you, Kelly L. And we have time for a two-minute share. Who would like to share for 2 minutes? Anyone who wants to do a two-minuter?
Stephanie, it's Joanne from Rhode Island.
Go for it, Joanne. 2 minutes.
I'm going to go for it. Hi, everybody. I'm Joanne. I'm from Rhode Island, recovered in Rhode Island. And I just want to say, I mean, I love all the shares. And it's such a great reminder, you know, that we need each other. But I have to say, you know, that the most thing is this that I hear, is that when people call other people, sometimes they don't answer their phone, and they don't ever get a call back. So that really discourages the newcomer. So it's very important, if you give your name, you're giving it for a reason, and that's for people to call you. And that's the one thing I have to say, for me anyways, that works. If I put my name out there, call me. That's why I'm here, you know, to help you. And I will get back to you. No matter what, I will get back. It could be a few days. But I always, always, always totally agree about following up, you know, with the phone call. And we just have to remember, you know, that we're here to, I have to trust God, clean house, and I have to help others. That's the most important thing, you know, with this, with these steps. And I just want to say thank you so very much, Stephanie, for your service today. And that's what it's all about. It's about service. Whether or not you go to somebody's home, you know, we have a meeting here in Rhode Island. It's hybrid, so we can go inside the library. We have Zoom. It's wonderful. But you know what? To always try to reach out to people. So important. And I know sometimes if people are lonely, pick up the phone. Call somebody. You'd be surprised what you do for that person. So that's it, Stephanie. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Joanne L. from Rhode Island. Appreciate it. All righty. We will now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Penny L. C., can you please read A Vision for You?
Yes, thank you. This is Penny L. C., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your path. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.